Steve Freebird is the executive director of Downtown Partners in Burlington. And they have going on this weekend. It is truly one amazing weekend. And again, an amazing weekend. That means Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You've got special events for each one of those. Kickoff Farmers Market starts it off this afternoon. Right, Steve?
That's right. Today, 4:30 to 7:30 in the 300 to 600 blocks of Jefferson, the first of the 22-week season.
And there's no doubt about it. We were talking, I know all the last year, we were talking through the year, that the move to Jefferson Street has been an absolutely overwhelming success.
It really has. I mean, it's been very well received, obviously, by the adjacent businesses, but the customers love it as well. And it's great for the vendors not to have to worry about where they're going to be located week from week if there's a special event or if there's a flood event or, you know, obviously you look at what's happening at the port this season. There's no way we could have held the farmers market down there. It's under construction all over the riverfront. So
300 to 500 block of Jefferson. The only exception will be, I believe, Steamboat Days Week, where it moves farther down Jefferson.
Yeah, right? Just a couple blocks west on June 14th. It'll be in the 700 and 800 blocks.
All right. Well, it is again the farmers market. They've got live entertainment. They got food trucks. They've got. In fact, if I'm right, are they even doing the pickup and
I don't know if they're going to do that this year. They did the veggie valet. Not too many people used it, so
okay.
I don't know if they were going to do it yet or not. We've got some produce vendors who have hoop houses who will already perhaps have some bedding plants, maybe first few hothouse produce items. But really, you know, the heavy produce stuff doesn't start coming out until a little bit further into the season.
I also know that last year they also had the Art Center was open for people that were want to pick up food. And I believe the Capitol Theater.
Art Center, Capitol Theater, the Loft Market. There's a number of places down there if people need to warm up or cool off or sit down and have a place to eat. And those are all welcome.
All right. Well, that's going on today. 4:30 to 7. And it is 4:30 to 7:30 all the way through the entire season.
Yes.
All right, that's through September, and that is today, Thursday. Now, then tomorrow, it's Sip, Taste, and Stroll. And this is, I tell you, we were talking about the weather. I said, if you wanted to pick 2 days, or particularly 2 days, with as perfect of weather as you could look to possibly get, you can't beat Friday and Saturday.
And after the winter we've had that never seemed like it was going to end, I think everybody's ready for it.
Endless winter. Well, all of a sudden, the endless winter became became a beautiful spring. But anyway, Sip, Taste, and Stroll, you've been doing this for a few years.
Yeah, boy, I think it's been about 4 or 5 years that we've been doing this. So we do a spring and fall event. So this Friday from 5 to 8, today is actually the last day to get the discount advance tickets. At $15 each, either at the Iowa store or Weird Harold's, or you can go to our website, greaterburlington.com, and order them online. Tomorrow, the day of, you can still get tickets at the registration sites, which are the Port of Burlington or 518 Jefferson, and they'll be $20 the day of.
That, and I believe that includes a souvenir glass.
It does, right, too? Yes. Yeah.
So, again, that's Sip, Taste, and Stroll. You do this, what, twice a year, right?
We do. End of April, early May, and then we have another one coming up at the end of September.
All right, Sip, Taste, and Stroll tomorrow. And then it's open house for Saturday.
Spring open house. You know, for years, spring open house was always held the day before Palm Sunday. But this year, that was very, very early in the season because Easter moves around. And as I recall, the day before Palm Sunday was miserable weather here, so it's probably a good thing we pushed it back a little.
Well, it was pretty much miserable weather
until
a couple of weeks ago.
This is something that our retailers came up with last year. They said when we were looking at the event calendar and realized that spring open house would have been so early, we said, how about let's group all three of these together and call it one amazing weekend.
So. It sounds so. And that means special deals, and I'm going to guess lots of stuff. People will have sidewalk sales
Absolutely,
going on.
Absolutely, yep. It sounds like the weather should be perfect for that.
Sounds like the weather should be perfect. And you know what? I've been noticing that there seems to be a lot more. There's some moving around going on in downtown Burlington, too. Some businesses that are changing, some new businesses that are opening up. a new pub, a new craft beer
right.
pub is opening up, I guess. All of these things are, you know, it's sort of like one thing leads to another, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And success builds on the previous successes. So what we're seeing now is a lot of interest in new retail on Jefferson, some new restaurant spaces coming. I imagine we're going to have one more before the end of this month, coming down at the old Expert Tire Building. It's great to see. You know, people have confidence when they see that other people are doing well, and they go, "Hey, I want to be part of that."
Well, I think the outdoor the trend toward outdoor seating too, and having more outdoor seating available, lends it more of a big city atmosphere too.
It does. You know, we worked with the city a year or two ago to loosen up the restrictions on outdoor sidewalk cafes. And now the Planning Commission, Downtown Partners has worked with them as well to come up with some design guidelines so they look uniformly pretty good, but also are ADA compliant for people who need to use the sidewalks in a wheelchair or crutches or whatever. So we want to do whatever we can to encourage the use of that public space for a variety of things, and sidewalk dining is definitely one of them.
And we got a lot of other things coming up, and I know May is a huge month, and the end of May is going to be huge, isn't it?
I think we have the Criterium coming up, Steve.
Criterium and the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast.
That's right.
And the start of Friday Fest, too.
Yeah, that's true. All in one weekend, about 3-4 weeks from
that's
now.
That's sort of an amazing weekend,
it
too,
is.
Isn't it? All right. All of that, and you can find out more, and again, to go find out more, what do you do? Go to?
Yeah, greaterburlington.com.
All right. Steve Freeford, have a great, amazing weekend.
Thanks, you too.